Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently 19 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under blustery, cool and cold conditions. We had record-breaking winds yesterday that literally blew the windows out of one of our modulars. And then we had a major fire in our city that was wind-whipped and totally destroyed an 8-unit apartment building. And it was an unusual day. We had to let school out early because the smoke of the fire come into our campus and come into all of our modulars. And I had to drive the bus and move all the kids, almost 100 people, quickly over to our Riverside campus where we had the parents come and pick up their kids. And so it was an unusual day, but we give God the glory. Had a good time teaching the Bible class, also a good time discipling some new Christians, which I'll do more today, preaching chapel at the 8:15 hour, and then also going to have the joy of discipling more individuals. And then after that, we've just got so much to do, and what a joy it is to be a part of all that God is doing here in this region. What a blessing it is to come to the radio mic now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and update you and share with you on how our great God is continuing to bless and advance here in this region. And for that, we are eternally grateful. You know, when I came to New England 28 years ago, people told me that it cannot be done, but it can be done. Where God guides, He provides. And if God has put on your heart and in your heart to go to a place, obey Him. Just go to that place. No telling what will happen when you get there. Being able to share the gospel with people and seeing people saved and their lives transformed and new Christians, there's nothing like it. And I hope that you'll be sensitive to God's leading in your life. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in the Gospel of Matthew. And when you find your place in the Gospel of Matthew, I'd like for you to look with me in Matthew chapter number 6. What a powerful passage of Scripture that this is. That it is the Sermon on the Mount. And the greatest preacher that has ever preached or ever will preach, the Lord Jesus Christ, is sharing great Bible truths out of this Sermon on the Mount. And here we are right in the middle of it in Matthew chapter number 6. And I want to speak for a little while on priorities in the Christian life. The Bible says in verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." In the Christian life, we should have priorities. We certainly shouldn't be backslidden and shouldn't be the ones that are barely at church. And we should have some priorities in our life. And here the verse says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." I want us to note, as we think about the priorities in the Christian life, this great word "seek." I believe this is speaking of our pursuit. We should seek ye first the kingdom of God. We should pursue all of the things that have to do with God's rule and God's reign. And we should pursue it out of a heart of passion. We should seek it as a person would seek for silver or seek for gold. We should seek it with all our heart. Seek first. Here's the pursuit. Here's the personal side of the priorities of the Christian life. But seek ye. God is speaking to us as individuals. He wants us to be personal about this. Are we seeking? Are we seeking? Are we individually seeking after the Lord? I wonder, dear friend, today, what has God done in your life? You're listening to Christian radio, or you're listening to this podcast on one of the streams that are available. Are you an individual that's personally seeking the Lord? Here's the pursuit. Here's the personal, the person, and here's the priority. The Bible says that we are to seek first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What a priority that we have in the Christian life, that we are to do seek the kingdom of God first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not tenth, but we are to seek it first. For the life of me, as long as I've been in the ministry. I don't understand how people make such foolish mistakes. Every Sunday, every Wednesday night, they take their kids all over the country and get them involved in all kind of activities that are taking them away from the Word of God. And they're wondering why the outcome is different in their life. We must get back to this verse. Jesus is teaching us. He's preaching to us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And may the Lord speak to our hearts today that we would prioritize these things in our Christian life, that we might truly be our best, no less, for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.